Boston 2024 leaders are returning to Boston this morning with qualified encouragement from the U.S. Olympic Committee. The local organizing group went to California to present its updated plan to host the 2024 Summer Games to the USOC brass. The feedback they got was that the plan looks great, but that poll numbers measuring public support for the Games need to get better. WBUR's Kurt Nickish reports from Redwood City, California.
Redwood City is where Boston 2024 pitched the U.S. Olympic Committee back in December and beat out three other American cities to be the U.S. pick to host the Summer Games. This time, Boston 2024 was back with a new chairman, Steve Pagliuca, and a newer plan called Bid 2.0. USOC Chairman Larry Probst said in the meeting that lasted a good 2 hours, Boston 2024 made an impressive presentation.
They've made great progress with the planning process, and we feel really good about working with Steve and his team. The communication has improved significantly.
But the USOC also had some feedback for Boston 2024 regarding public support.
Obviously, none of us are happy with the current numbers in Boston, but it's a process.
A long process, Probst said. He was sitting next to Pagliuca, who chimed in. As Probst said, his board wants improved public support in Boston.
We obviously want to see a positive trend, and the sooner the better.
I think it's like other things. You know it when you see it. It's got to be a positive trend.
The numbers now are sort of in the low to mid 40s. Obviously, we'd like to see it get over 50% relatively soon and ultimately get into the mid 60s range, before the vote of the IOC in 2017.
The latest WBUR poll showed statewide support for the Olympics was at 39%, but that was conducted before Boston 2024 proposed more competitions around the state. The poll showed there's more support for a statewide Olympics, and it was conducted before the group unveiled many new details earlier this week. The USOC says it's going to circle back with Boston 2024 in mid-July to get a better sense of public support then. Here's CEO Scott Blackman.
Because obviously that's a weakness of the bid right now. We want to make sure we turn that into a strength if we can.
The USOC faces a mid-September deadline for submitting its bid to the international stage. Blackman says his organization has not been talking to other cities, that Boston is the one. He had only strong praise for Boston 2024's new plan called Bid 2.0. It proposes major developments at Columbia Point and Wadette Circle with 8,000 new housing units. It gives more specifics about the Olympics budget and early plans to ensure the Games against cost overruns. David Manfredi, who helped Boston 2024 win this bid, was back for the update. He says board members support moving a few venues across Massachusetts, but they still like a public transit-oriented Olympics.
They recognize that there is a lot of continuity. The basic underlying planning principles of compactness of the two clusters, Waterfront and University Cluster, have been absolutely consistent. Our priorities, the way we think, hasn't really changed.
Steve Pagliuca, who took the group's reins in late May, says he hopes people take a good look at the Bid 2.0 documents released this week. He says there was a vacuum of information leading up to the release.
And so getting that information out there, should get us some acceptance and some bump in the polls. So the polls are really meaningful going forward, not in the past. And I was heartened by the fact that they are looking for reasonable movement in the polls over time as we roll out this plan.
Boston's future as an Olympics host city may depend on whether Bid 2.0 has what it takes to turn public opinion in Boston 2024's favor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish in Redwood City, California.